Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I think the word of the day could be disqualified, at least here in Allegheny County. 100.1 FM, AM 1020 News Radio, KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Yeah, some people protesting in front of the county executive's home because they may be disqualified for not following the mandate to get vaccinated. And President Biden will unveil his winter plan for COVID-19. And that's going to include, they think, expanded access and affordability of at-home COVID tests. So if you buy one from, say, CVS, like I did, you can actually try to have your group health plan or health insurance issuer pay for that or reimburse you for that.
We've been looking forward to having our next guest on. He is a Pennsylvania State Senator, District 22. He's out in the Scranton area right now this morning. Senator Marty Flynn is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Senator, welcome to KDK Radio. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
When I heard you talk about the issues with the Pennsylvania Turnpike, starting with the uncollected turnpike tolls in excess of $100 million, I realized that was just the tip of the iceberg of what's going wrong with the Turnpike Commission.
Yeah, the crazy part is, you know, none of this information was readily available. You know, the media did a right to know request and actually found out that this $104 million wasn't collected. So it wasn't like they just handed the everybody knew this information. You know, it was sought after.
Good point by you. Yes, but there's much more to it.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, they're trying to reinvent the wheel here. But since the Pennsylvania Turnpike converted to all-electric tolling in 2020, 11 million out of 170 million rides generated no revenue for the state of Pennsylvania. So motorists who don't have an easy pass have a 50-50 chance of slipping through the toll by-plate camera system.
So why get easy pass?
Huge problem. Yeah, it's a huge problem. And what they're doing is, you know, they're baking this into the price. So, you know, the people who are following the rules here and paying their tolls, they're paying for the people who don't. So, you know, it's a major problem, major problem.
Well, let me expand on one little part of that, and that is I finally got Easy Pass when I could see the big differential. And this was still when they had toll takers, so a few years ago. And then I started getting letters saying that I didn't pay. I spent 42 minutes on the phone trying to get a human being, finally did, and she was very nice once I talked to her and said it was all taken care of. The next week I got another letter, and then I figured, well, they took care of it. Then I got a collection letter. Here's the irony, Senator, from a company in Chicago, a law firm.
Yeah. And you know what the greatest part is? I did too. So I'm sure everybody else out there listening went through the same stuff and is going through the same stuff.
I got a letter yesterday from Maryland. I went across the Bay Bridge on June 11th, and I got the bill yesterday. So how efficient is this? I mean, it took them six months to collect $6.
And that's in Maryland. And where's the collection agency?
I mailed it to the Maryland Transportation Authority, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What the hell's going on?
And here's my approach. I have a package of three bills, okay, that I do three different things. Number one, I want reinstallation of turnpike workers, especially at the major sites where there's high volume traffic. And they can say whatever they want, but you can't tell me somebody that was just standing there with the sign taking money wouldn't make more money than it would cost the state to put the person there. I don't care what anybody says, because people drive through there. They go through the easy pass. They figure they're not coming back to Pennsylvania for 6 years, and they're not paying it, and they're never going to pay it. But if there was somebody there, they would have just paid it. You know, it's common sense, you know? And then the other two parts, I'm going to make the Turnpike Commission every year give us an annual report as to what's going on and what they're up to, you know? And this will shine a light on the way they operate. That way, you know, they'll feel more of an obligation to hold up their end of the bargain here. Okay. Back in the day, I used to be a professional fighter, and I used to drive to Philadelphia a lot to train. From Scranton to Philadelphia, the tolls were $3.60. Now they're like $22, I think, $20. So it's unbelievable. And then the third part of my package is enforcement of unpaid tolls. You know, what would end up happening was we'll lower the threshold needed to trigger a registration suspension from 6 unpaid tolls to 4, and then from $500 in total unpaid dues to $250. And it will also raise the statute of limitation from 3 to 5 years so local authorities can go after the bad actors.
Well, Senator Flynn, you know, can you add in there the fact that, A, it shouldn't come, a collection agency should be from a firm in Pennsylvania, part two.
Just pay your bill, Larry. Yeah, just pay your bill.
Pay my bill. That's the point. And then they're mailing these things. The cost for mailing, taking a photo and mailing a picture of your car to everybody that goes through a toll can't be efficient.
Yeah, and they can't be from Delaware, right? They have to be from PA.
Yeah,
that's right. So the system is 550 miles in tolling system, I believe. 92% collection rate.
The craziest part too, when this whole thing went down, you know, I'm sitting there and they're bragging about their collection rate, how it's like 95% or 94%. It's $104 million. Like it wasn't a big deal. I'm like, it's a tenth of $1 billion sitting.
That's
on
a new
table every year.
That's a new bridge. Like, it's a couple new bridges.
Seriously.
Well, how long do you think it'll take? And what kind of reaction are you getting from your fellow elected officials in Harrisburg on this?
I have some bipartisan co-sponsors, but, you know, as everyone's listening, reach out to your local representative, local senator, and say, let's go here.
Tell them you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore, and I want this thing fixed.
I've been around long enough in Harrisburg to know the way it works, and nothing happens that fast.
Well, but we appreciate your efforts in coming on with us today, Senator. Thank you.
And can you put in there to stop penalizing people for paying cash? Because if you don't have Easy Pass, you don't have a credit card, you have to pay cash, and then you have to pay double the amount than an Easy Pass.
Common sense, like I said. It's common sense to fix this. Let's go.
Pennsylvania State Senator Marty Flynn on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
723 News Radio KDK from the Brewer Airport Toyota News Desk, Paul Rasmussen.
A family is still in pain 2 years after their husband and father was murdered in North Huntington, and they're asking for help finding the killer. We'll have the details at 7:30 on the Live and Local News Leader in Pittsburgh. News Radio KDKA.
And Paul, did you like Senator Flynn talking about turnpike issues?
He had a little bit to say there with a little bit of heat.
And many people might not know Senator Flynn here because he's from the Scranton area, but as you found out, he was a prize fighter. I like that in a politician.
Colorful individual.
Let me put it this way. He got my attention while I was working at my desk.
Yep. Time for horrible news over happy music.
Ooh, these are the facepalm stories, the shallow end of the gene pool, folks. Let's start in Houston. Federal taxpayers, you should be happy. Save so many businesses from COVID bankruptcy through the generous American Rescue and Paycheck Protection Plans. How impactful was that gift of yours? Well, a 30-year-old sentenced to 110 months in the clink thanks to the CARES Act. All this poor person did was scam $1.6 million of your generosity. The construction company exec really needed to pay for a Lamborghini, blowing it on the car, a few high-end pickup trucks, a Rolex, and he made it rain, a lot of rain, at Houston area strip clubs. So,
wow. And what did he tell people?
How he needed the money to make payroll and buy equipment.
That happened locally years ago where there was a person, a female, who was working at a car dealership and told everybody she hit the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Some will say that that's proof that the system works. The person was caught. Others say we shouldn't have been in that situation to begin with. On to Louisiana. 52-year-old busted for allegedly trying to enter a neighbor's apartment at 2 a.m. The night prowler says it was not his fault, Paul. Not his fault, Larry. He told police, quote, a big snake told me to open her door and go inside. You guessed it. He has a lengthy criminal record and admitted to smoking crack just prior to the incident. The talking snake was nowhere to be found. That's your horrible news, all right.
Well, maybe he was just watching Jungle Book or something.
That actually happened. We had a drunk guy in a neighborhood visiting another.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Person, he went outside to relieve himself and ended up in my parents' living room in his BVDs.
It happens.
That almost didn't go well for him.
Somewhere in the area here, just back on Thanksgiving, somebody walked in to find somebody sitting at his table eating ice cream. I'll send that one to you, Kevin.
Yeah.
737, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDK. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle.
Coming and we up always
in an hour,
look
we got
forward.
Pat Bostic.
Yeah, we got former Pitt quarterback, who, by the way, has one of the most significant wins in Pitt history over West Virginia. We'll talk about that. Speaking of significant, the current quarterback at Pitt is the overall ACC Player of the Year as they get ready to face Wake Forest for a championship game Saturday night in Charlotte. Meanwhile, we've got our superstar here. He's our QB when it comes to anything related to the animal kingdom, Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, and that Pitt quarterback is awesome.
Isn't he fun? What do you think if somehow, some way, he ends up here in the NFL draft?
That would be great. That's probably one of his dreams.
It would be easy because he'd only have to move his locker across the hallway down on the south side. Meanwhile, we've got some questions from your fans.
Ruth in Beaver says, Dr. Mike, does the dry heat tend to cause dogs to cough more? Ever since we turned on our heat, our 11-year-old Chihuahua mix is coughing more during the night. Do you think a humidifier would help?
That's a tough one, Ruth, because if a dog's coughing at night, I start to worry about things like heart failure, and especially a Chihuahua. You know, small dogs often, if they've been diagnosed with a murmur, heart murmur, they may start getting some more fluid in their lungs. And one of the historical things that we hear often when people come in with a dog in congestive heart failure is that my dog was coughing at night for the last 6 months. So I would have that checked by your veterinarian. It may be a humidifier will help, but I would want that reason for the coughing diagnosed first. Sometimes it's just a collapsing trachea. Sometimes it's an other problem, but kennel cough, and you're just not aware. But I would have that checked by a veterinarian before I'd give advice on that, because I'm just not sure.
So it could be simple, could be serious, might just be the dust in the ducts. Get your ducts cleaned. Humidifier.
Exactly. And I do like humidifiers, but I would be careful. I'd want to know the cause before I'd make recommendations.
Gotcha.
All right, and we have Tim and Gwen in Brackenridge with a question. Dear Dr. Mike, does the pine tar cause any problems in a dog? We're putting up our Christmas tree, found one of our dogs gnawing on a branch that we cut off. Seems fine, but my wife is very nervous and wonders if it can cause nerve problems for the wife or for the dog.
Yeah. So, you know, dogs chewing on pine tree branches, novel idea, right? Especially when Christmas trees up. And pine sap, it's not toxic by itself. Obviously, too much of anything is not good for anyone. It's not toxic, but it does cause nausea. It can cause them to start drooling. It can give them, you know, GI issues, diarrhea, and the vomiting. And then they get lethargic afterwards. So, you know, is it good for them? No. Is it going to cause problems with the nerves? No. In cats, it's more of a problem, but cats are usually smarter than dogs about this. And then cats, it can end up causing liver toxicity. So we're always careful with cats around Christmas trees. The pine needles, the sap, the worst part about the sap is if it gets on them, you know, getting it off, things like peanut butter and mineral oil or olive oil will help soften it. All kinds of tricks for that, because that's happened to many, 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 many people over the years where their dogs get covered in pine sap, and that's another fun one. So, yeah, keep them away from the Christmas tree the best you can, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that a lot over the next few weeks.
Absolutely. And Sherry in Aliquippa has a question. Dr. Mike, we had our dog to the groomers for a bath and nail clipping. When we got home, we noticed some blood droplets on our tile floor and found one of his nails was still bleeding. The groomer put powder on it to clot it. Our question is, do we have to worry about an infection in that nail now?
Good question, but I don't think so. I mean, this happens a lot, unfortunately, and probably the powder they put on, the styptic powder, basically, it's a quick stop to stop that bleeding when they, you know, quick them or cut the nail a little bit too short. And sometimes they're rubbing on the floor and they rub it off and it starts to drip again. So watch that nail. It's a great question, but most of the time they're going to be just fine and you won't end up with an infection. But I would keep an eye on it for the next 10 days or so.
And finally, Doc, this time of year, you mentioned the Christmas trees going up. What about cats? They love that shiny stuff on trees. And every year you talk about issues with cats in the tree.
Yeah, if you have cats, you just can't, like I do, you just can't put up the strings of popcorn and the tinsel, because they will end up with an emergency visit, and it can be fatal. So those are the things that with cats, you just put up the bigger ornaments, and you put up maybe scat mats, so when they get under that tree, it scats them away, it vibrates, or it makes a lot of noise and scares
scat
everybody
mat.
In the house. Yeah, so, scat mat for the cat.
Did they make those for people, too?
Maybe. You know, we talk about those fog horns they could put down there, the Iuga horns or whatever, and they cross the light, the laser light, and then that horn goes off. I said, but that can end up with issues with the owners as well. So end up getting scared to death. But there are all kinds of tricks for trying to keep them away, and I would just start right away. And sometimes just a squirt bottle of water works.
All right, you can go to animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com. Dr. Mike Hutchinson up there in LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. Doc, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, sounds good.
And on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. 751 News Radio KDK, Larry Richard and Kevin Battle. Coming up at the top of this hour, we'll get the latest Pittsburgh Magazine. They're always doing great things in our hometown.
Yeah, and we were talking about best rivers yesterday, best rivers in Pennsylvania. We'll follow that up. And we'll also have details on somebody who won a big prize in Pittsburgh sports history. It was 45 years ago this week. We'll have details on that as well.
45 years ago this week.
Don't spoil it.
I don't know. Let me think about it.
No, don't.
45 years ago. Tonight's a big night if you like the laugh. Sebastian Maniscalco, who's rapidly becoming one of the funniest men in America, right up there with Kevin Hart. He is at PPG Paints Arena tonight. Frank Caliendo is at the Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall tonight as well. So a lot of people will be getting out, and I thought I'd share, because I was surprised, Kevin, how many people who know Sebastian Maniscalco love him. Otherwise, you couldn't sell out an arena. And then how many people never heard of him? So here's a little of Sebastian Maniscalco.
There was no napping growing up. Once you were up, you were up. Okay? Not like today where the kids are, I'm going to go take a nap. The mother's like, that's okay, Justin. Go take a nap. You've been up for 2 hours now. You're probably exhausted. So go upstairs, lay down, refresh, and come back down when you're good and ready to operate your day. Not my family, okay? Father been living up my entire life. Constantly on me, questioning me. I was an altar boy, he questioned that, right? He's like, do they pay you for this at the church? You making any scratch? I had asked the priest for a raise. I said, listen, we know what's going on here. You're collecting a lot of cash during the mass, and nobody's getting a cut. We need something, okay? The priest says, we don't pay for mass. We pay for funerals. I said, then put me on the funeral circuit. I'll start working funerals, okay?
Sebastian Maniscalco. I'll be curious. He loves Pittsburgh, and we interviewed him. He said how much he loves it here.
He remembers the first time he played here in front of like 21 people at the Improv. He was talking about that at one of the clubs. He was here, and now he's going to be at PPG Paints Arena tonight in front of a huge audience. And also tonight at the Carnegie Library of Homestead Music Hall, Frank Caliendo is going to be in town. So you have it's sort of like a head-to-head competition with comedy.
Yeah, and
tonight.
He's different in his style because he does a lot of impersonations. He first came to the forefront nationally because he did a great John Madden imitation. And then he sat down on the set of David Letterman with David there doing David.
Yeah. So, Frank, what you're telling me right now is that you came down with your fly on purpose. Because Frank, that's what I like to do each and every day when I want to look like an idiot on a national television. I don't zip up my fly. You, Paul? Sounds like a great idea, Dave.
That's actually Frank Caliendo as Dave and Paul. Pretty funny guys. So enjoy yourselves. You're heading to those shows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.